Thank you and good morning. A fire ripped through an I Street residence in Eureka early yesterday morning, a blaze that caused very heavy damage to the structure and one that also destroyed all the personal belongings of the occupants, who managed to escape the blaze to safety but who lost a pet dog in the fire. Following a devastating fire like that, both the Humboldt Bay Fire Department and the Red Cross step in to help the victims. And as former Humboldt Bay Fire Chief Ken Woods pointed out earlier this year, you can help the department help those in need through the Victim Assistance Program.
The program is strictly donation supported, and anyone can contribute right to the fire department. Call our office number, 441-4000, and we can make arrangements to have the donations go right into the account and then go right back out to victims.
Humboldt Bay Fire provides fire victims with Visa gift cards that can be used for simple necessities, and the Red Cross helps with lodging.
The Red Cross handles the lodging part. You know, they're there providing hotel vouchers immediately, but we're doing the other things for the personal items, the smaller items that someone needs right away after a fire.
For more information, contact Humboldt Bay Fire. The County DUI Task Force, which is coordinated by the Fortuna Police Department, will conduct a DUI and driver's license checkpoint tomorrow night. Officers will look for signs of impairment among drivers, and the checkpoint, to be conducted at an undisclosed location, will be manned from 7:30 p.m. until about 3 or so Sunday morning. The location of the checkpoint will be released to the public 2 hours before operations begin. Humboldt State University will hold a vigil tonight to honor and remember the victims of the vicious Orlando nightclub attack that left 49 dead and more than 50 others wounded. The vigil begins at 4 o'clock this afternoon and will be held on the UC Quad. The vigil is being organized by students and staff and will feature formal remarks and the opportunity for others to share their thoughts as well. Members of the university community and the public are invited to attend. The Pony Fire continues to burn near Happy Camp, and the blaze has scorched more than 2,800 acres since it was started by lightning on the 7th. More than 850 personnel are on scene battling the blaze that is burning 2 miles west of Highway 96, 15 miles southwest of Happy Camp. Large water capacity helicopters have worked in tandem with ground crews to construct containment lines to the north and west, and containment is estimated at about 20%. Jordan Christmas has news from EPD.
The Eureka Police Department took time to note the accomplishments of Sergeant Patrick O'Neill, who graduated from the 264th session of the FBI National Academy program. The FBI National Academy holds a 10-week program in Virginia, and it consists of law enforcement agencies from more than 40 states, as well as military organizations and federal civilization organizations. Those who participate usually return to their respective agencies to serve in executive-level positions, and Sergeant O'Neill will take on the role of Detective Sergeant in the Criminal Investigative Division of EPD.
Thank you, Jordan. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The state legislature has passed the state budget, a budget that is estimated to be around $122 billion, an almost $7 billion increase from last year. Democrats were generally focused on funding programs to address poverty and children's health and education, while Republicans supported increases in savings but decried increased spending, as Republican Budget Vice Chair Jay Obernolte said.
I'm very pleased to see that we are depositing an additional $2 billion in the state's budget stabilization account. My biggest concern with the budget is that it increases state government spending by over 6% compared with last year. The rate of inflation in the state of California over the past several years has been about 2%. So it only takes basic arithmetic to see that this level of increasing state government spending is unsustainable.
Senate President Kevin DeLeon, the leading Democrat, said that the budget highlights the vast growth in the California economy.
We are now the sixth, no longer eighth, sixth largest economy in the world. Because of this continued growth, now a $2.5 trillion gross domestic product here in California, we have some benefits of that reflected in our budget.
Increased vehicle licensing fees will generate about $400 million per year, and the budget increases debt payments to $3 billion per year and adds $6 billion to the rainy day fund. Other priorities included increases in K-12 education funding, $2 billion to address housing and homelessness, and the creation of a firearms violence research center at the University of California. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.